The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I don't mind, I say it loud. This is my America, God bless America, land of the free, because of the brave. This is my America.
Welcome to the Armed Alabama Show for April 16th, 2019. This is Judge Rusty Johnston. Adam Strange is feeling a little under the weather, but we have Will Case with me tonight as the co-host. How you doing, Will?
Good, Judge. How you?
Pretty good. Remember, we're on Facebook Live at Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. And if you want to watch us, which some people like to do, or if you're out of the area, that's a good place to go. Or you can go to either the Armed Alabama website, www.armedalabama.com, or the FMTalk1065.com website, and you can listen online in real time and do all that. April's always an interesting month historically, too. You had first week or so in April, I think it was the 9th General Lee surrendered at Appomattox. Of course, everybody thinks that was the end of the war. It went on kind of the official end, even though it was fighting well after that, was when General Joe Johnston, my namesake, surrendered formally on the 26th of April, but they signed the paperwork at first on the 18th, but then they didn't know about Lincoln's death and the members of his cabinet were real ticked off. That would have ended. All the armies would have surrendered at that point, but they wouldn't do that. So anyways, the 26th of April, which later became a Confederate Memorial Day. That's the designation for it. But there's a lot of stuff going on historically in April. As you know, we talk about pistols, revolvers, shotguns, concealed carry, ammunition, attacks, training and attacks on our God-given right to protect ourselves and our family. And tonight, one of the things we're going to talk about several things, but what to do if, for God's sake, and hope this doesn't happen to anybody, you have to shoot somebody or use lethal force, even if it's knife club, whatever. What do you do after that? And, you know, there's no correct answer, but there's kind of one that at least I think is probably the best one considering Alabama law. And we're assuming you're justified in what you did, that you didn't, you know, go to ex-wife's house and kill her and plant a gun on her or something. Like, let's assume everything's on the up and up. Well, one of the things I've kind of got on my menu is Senate Bill, let's see, what, you know, I hate going by it, Senate Bill 4, and that's by Senator Allen, and that's so-called constitutional carry legislation. I'm a little ambivalent about it, but one of the things I do like about that particular bill is it makes some changes in the law regarding where you can have your gun. And for instance, you know, it says that right now, no gun signs in effect are no good, but a place has to have guards.
Right.
And well, it specifies you got to have guards on duty, not just guards. I wish it said armed guards. but guards and some other device. So it kind of tightens that up a little bit. One thing I notice it does, and let's not tell them they might change it, is it still would, after this passes, I'm not sure it will, doubt it will, frankly, but if it did, you would still be able to, under our law, carry a handgun concealed into a stadium, for instance, where somebody without a permit would not, because that strange exception you've probably seen is kind of written backwards. Right. Nobody shall carry concealed carry into step unless you have a permit issued pursuant to this and this, which is the regular Alabama concealed carry statute, and then the reciprocity one. So, I mean, it's really kind of strange, but it's kind of my experience has been everybody is so afraid, really, of the government now that they won't exercise their right that they have.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, they're more interested in seeing the game, which I can understand. I don't know. Maybe you look today, but I know that I think it was Councilman Small was pushing, I think, something, frankly, is nonsense about making it some type of offense to have your firearm in your car unlocked. I mean,
he's trying to take, we've had such a rash of thefts out of vehicles.
They say we have. I'm not so. I saw the number, and it was hard to believe. But.
Yeah, it was hard to believe. 200 and something already this year, I think they said.
And I think they issued 1,200 and something.
Right.
And you're assuming that half aren't reported. So.
Right. But and, yeah, they're trying. What he's wanting to do is hold the gun owner responsible and charge them with some form of misdemeanor crime for not securing their firearm.
And then, of course, the next thing that happens, somebody steals a firearm out of a car, robs a store, kills the clerk. The clerk sues you civilly, his family does,
right,
saying you violated a criminal law, which that normally lays the ground for a civil, at least to have a cause of action. Instead of, if I saw some study by someone I believe that said doing this reduced the number of criminals that had guns, and the concealed carry statute says that, if I recall right now, that you have to have it out of sight, which in locked car, that's what a sensible person's going to do anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, let's just step back and say don't leave your gun in an unlocked car. I mean, that's
like
just,
you shouldn't your purse, your
personally,
wallet.
I think that's common sense.
Computer, anything.
It's amazing to me how many people are surprised when their car gets broken into because when they leave their purse or computer sitting on the seat.
Yeah. And all you need is a towel or some kind
just
of
covered.
Something. Just cover it up because, hey, you're going to smash the window in. Hey, I see what I can get, but few people will smash it in just to look around.
Right.
And that's what you're going to be doing. So, folks, remember that. But I don't like this nonsense of making the person not responsible.
Because it's just one
legally liable.
That's just the first step in criminally charging somebody for whatever somebody else did with that gun that stole it and obtained it illegally.
Right.
So,
at first it sounded like they wanted to pass an ordinance which would violate Alabama's preemption law. Now they want to pass a resolution asking the legislature to do something.
Right.
Well, they're not going to do that. So, I mean, I think that's kind of dead on arrival.
And get back to the constitutional carry. I mean, I'm for it because criminals don't get a permit to carry their guns.
Well, that's
so
right.
I don't understand.
And then criminals are carrying it illegally. So.
Personally, I would still go out and get a
concealed carry permit. I've told people, just for the
reciprocity,
it makes it easier.
Reciprocity.
Buying a new gun. Stadium thing I mentioned.
I mean, I've literally have had, in the last year, I think I've done 5 call-ins to the FBI, the NICS. Everybody else had a pistol permit, and it makes it so much smoother.
It really does. And
faster.
And, I understand about the loss of money. I think that can be worked around by education, telling people, hey, you ought to have one. If you don't want to get one, you don't
And
have
I really don't
to.
Think that the number of pistol permits would go down drastically.
I don't think so either.
I mean, some people wouldn't buy one.
One of the reasons is that, which we have in this state, you have to have a pistol permit if you're going to drive in your car with a
Yeah, I think that's a little, you know, I mean, extension of the home type thing.
Well,
you know,
it ought to be. That would solve 99% of the issues right there if that were done. Folks, we're open for telephone calls, questions, et cetera, and we'll get to Mike and Green Bay right after this after this break. But our number here is 251-343-0106 at FM Talk 106.5. You can also text a question to that number, 251-343-0106. Comments, questions, et cetera. And we're going to step into a break. When we come back, we've got Mike in Grand Bay, and he's either got a comment or question. He's in his car, and hopefully that's either his question or he's in his car. We'll be back right after this break with Armed Alabama.
He just don't believe in batting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Well, that's Armed Alabama back. Well, and audience, that is the scene. If you hadn't seen the movie The Shining, it's an old movie. But reason I have that is a prop I've always used. And, you know, generally you say you can't shoot through the door. And that's just, if you shoot, it's for threat identification, but also for, is your threat imminent? Right. Well, somebody chopping through a door with a fireman's axe.
That looked pretty
imminent. It's pretty imminent to me. Let's take Mike on line one in Grand Bay. Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Pretty good. What's going on?
I wanted to give some advice on maybe prevention to keep somebody from thinking about breaking into your car. I've been a long-time metal detector, so I wrote for Lost Treasure Magazine as a major contributor for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was metal detecting with a guy in Biloxi, a friend of mine. And, you know, one time I was thinking about putting a sticker from the metal detector company on my car.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, Mike? He said, don't do that. He said, that lets a thief know that you've got some expensive equipment probably in your car.
If he can read, yeah.
And the same thing with guns. It could, any of those stickers like gun companies have,
yeah,
might not be a good idea to advertise it on your car. And I'll tell you something else.
That's right.
Political candidates, people get mad about certain political candidates. I won't even put that on my car.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. And you are right. There's a point most people say, to hell with all that. But you're right. I mean, you shouldn't obviously advertise that you've got something good in the car. But
hey, I play guitar, and I keep my guitar. I dang sure don't want anybody stealing my guitar.
Yeah.
I got a great guitar.
Yeah, well, have a trunk, you bring a sheet or a blanket, old blanket, and just cover it up.
Grand Bay, let me ask both of
you. Mike, hang on just a second. Charlie wants to ask you something.
I'm trying real hard. Because I've heard conflicting advice on putting a sign on the fence by your yard saying protected by Smith & Wesson. Because do you really want to tell people that you've got a weapon inside the house or let them find out for themselves?
Well, the argument's always been, Mike and Charlie, that, you know, you do that and the DA's going to – well, any judge that would admit that into evidence in the event you had to shoot somebody – it needs to be unelected next time. And once again, somebody taking a chance, hey, they've done studies that say that burglars, fear most an armed homeowner.
Right.
And they're not sure who actually has it. And you go to states where you can hardly get a gun, it's a lot easier to burglarize a house.
I got
one more thing to say, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
At Christmas time,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people, like if they get real expensive type gifts, like game systems,
put the
and
boxes
TVs
out,
and all that, they'll have the boxes sitting out on the road. Well, that lets thieves know you got those.
Ringing the dinner bell.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you need to rip
I'm
them up, keep them. Yeah. Hey, great ideas, Mike. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I would never advertise that I have guns in my house. The best thing to put out there is an ADT sign or some kind of, alarm system sign.
You can actually either get one free, but like going to Hunter Security, but you would want, I tell you, if you don't get anything from them but a doorbell camera, you can get those for a couple of $100, I would imagine, installed. Boy, that could save your life. Also, a lot of commotion, just the wrong solicitor at the door that you don't want to get hassled with.
But if you're not home, you don't want a sign out there saying, hey, I got guns in the house.
Well, that's right.
Exactly.
But another thing you don't want to do is lock them, unless you have kids or special circumstances, lock them all up in your vault that's going to take you 3 minutes, 1 minute to get in. Because it's not any point. They won't be stolen, but if you're keeping any there for protection in the house, it's not doing you any good.
Exactly.
I won't say what I've got on my house, but I tell people, first of all, consider your gun loaded all the time, whether it is or isn't. So why not have it loaded? And I'm not saying all your hunting guns and all, but at least a gun in the kind of the family room or wherever people spend the most time, and then one in your bedroom.
Absolutely.
And if you got a stainless steel, one in the bathroom's a great idea because, imagine being in the shower or something and hearing an alarm. Let's say you've got one, and then you got a banging on the bathroom door. You're pretty vulnerable.
I've got a friend of mine that lives up north. He has a gun in every room of his house.
There you go.
Every room.
There you go. I mean, there's really an argument to be made for that, And the other side, somebody can snatch up all. Well, if you've got other, if you harden your house good where they don't. Have to just knee the door and come in. Well, you're, of course, welcome at any time. But one of the things you do is Friends of the NRA annual dinner, which is annual for people coming to it, but not for you. So tell us what you got going on.
Well, our dinner's coming up August 2nd at the Battleship, same place, same bat time, same bat channel, it's going to be – doors open at 6 this time. But
it's
August,
air-conditioned aircraft pavilion.
It is. It'll cool off over the night. I'm sure it's going to get nice and warm in August. But August 2nd is the last Friday before public school starts in Mobile.
Wow, that early. Okay.
We're going to have a kids' craft area just like we did last year. But today, specifically, we actually have the raffle packs on pre-order, pre-sale. And this is the $500 raffle pack.
And if you're on Facebook, we're showing it right now, or if you want to watch later on Facebook, which you can.
That's about a half-inch thick stack.
And we've actually added quite a bit this year. We have a new NRA rep, and we're doing things a little bit different. We've actually added a third drawing, actually, for guns. So you can see you get a gold ticket, red tickets, blue tickets, and white tickets. This is the $500 pack.
Kind of like Disney World used to be.
And along with this pack of tickets, you actually get a Taurus G2C gun.
Wow. What is a G2C?
The G2C is a smaller concealed carry gun. It carries a 7-round, I believe.
It's a 9
no,
or
actually,
a 3.8.
It's a 10-round.
Okay.
It's a 10-round.
9mm or 3.8?
9mm.
Okay. Semi-auto,
We're giving away the black one. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the gun that comes with it. But the gold ticket is actually for a gun that's worth up to $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
The red tickets are going to be a drawing for a gun up to $500 to $600, somewhere around there. The blue tickets, up to $300 to $400.
Yep.
And then the white tickets are the buckets of all the accessories, the gun cleaning kits and stuff like that. We added the red tickets this year. We did not have those last year. And we actually added a platinum bundle. This is the gold bundle. This is what we're calling it this year.
Now, they can go to your Facebook page to read more about it if they're in the car or something.
Right. Yeah, they can go to there. They can actually email me. I tried to get them to put it on the website.
Yeah.
But because of Alabama's gambling laws, we can't put anything about raffles on there.
Yeah.
But the platinum package is $1,000, which I know is a lot. But it comes with a SIG P365, which is one of the hottest little compact guns out there and probably the best shooting small gun out there. It comes with two gold tickets, 10 red tickets, 40 blue tickets, and 300 white tickets.
Wow.
So it basically doubles what you get with the gold package. Plus you get a P365, which is a $500 gun right out the door, plus tax, so $550. You got a silver package, which is $300. You get 2 red tickets, 10 blue tickets, 100 white tickets, and then the standard bronze package, which is just your $100 package. You get 5 blue tickets and 50 white tickets. Wow. And those are all pre-sale, on sale. You can contact me at 251-753-6494, or you can email me at mobilebayfnra@gmail.com.
So you remember Mobile Bay Friends NRA.
Friends NRA. Yeah, yep. There's no there's friends. It's Friends of NRA.
Yeah.
So if you go to the website, it's friendsofnra.org. It's not friendsofthenra.org. Yeah. It's friendsofnra.org. And you can actually buy tickets online for our event.
And it goes in it. You credit Shawl. And
right. It comes to us.
And you can say, I guess, now you wouldn't want to. I'll pick them up at the door.
Well, yeah, the ticket bundles, the raffle bundles we are going to hold, we'll call at the door. We don't want you to lose them. But if you order a $500 or $1,000 package, we can go ahead and get the guns in, and you can come pick those up.
Yeah.
You can go and get those now, so you're ahead of the game.
And, of course, you got to be legal to
own a
gun.
Right, you got to go through a background check, all that good stuff. They come to my shop, and I do the transfers.
All right. Well, we're going to let me give a shout out to Steve Moore, who is a personal injury lawyer here in town. Great guy, friend of mine, went to law school with me. Personal injury, if you've been hurt, whether it's by a product, a car accident, on the job, whatever, give Steve a call. You can call him at 251-445-7602. Go by the office, 8 North Dearborn Street in Mobile. That's about 2 blocks off Bienville Square. Or go to www.morelawfirm, all one word, -al.com. And good guys. As I said, no representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. That's where I need that. Remember the FedEx guy, Charlie? That blah, 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 he would go.
Oh, yeah, I have to read it real fast.
Right. When we get back, we got to
give a quick plug.
Yeah.
Because we went and got a couple of those door braces that you talk about.
And I forgot two things I want to bring you.
But I wanted to tell everybody the Ace Hardware store.
Right. And
on
you went to
Old
Spring
Shell
Hill
Road in McGregor.
Right.
In that shopping center. Those are the friendliest, most helpful
they
people
are.
I've ever
run. And they got everything.
Into.
You know, like most kind of independent hardware stores, you could wander around there forever. We've got our break. We'll be right back, folks. And Joe, we'll get to you. Hang on.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
We would either on Fringe, that's current, I mean, Captain, except for the M. Ooh, look at this. Welcome back to Armed Alabama. Judge Rusty Johnston here with my co-host, Will Case. And we've got Joe on the line who's in Baldwin County. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, guys. Listen, you guys touched on something. I may well have broken the law, and I need y'all's advice.
Okay.
I do not have a concealed carry permit.
Okay.
I live in the country, so when I shoot my firearm, I walk out the back door.
Right.
Particularly handguns.
Uh-huh.
Right.
If the guys in my Sunday school class say, hey, why don't you come over to our range where we normally shoot and shoot with us? So I throw my handgun on the seat of the vehicle with whatever boxes of ammunition, I hop in my vehicle and I drive to their range to shoot with them. Did I understand you to say I just broke the law?
Yeah, but what kind of car do you have? Let me ask that. Just general, what? Sedan with a trunk, or is it?
Oh, no, it's worse than that. It's a truck.
Okay. Well, you still are. You're not all right doing that under the law. What you need to do is unload the gun. Put it in some kind of lockbox, you know. Then they sell these little safes for $29.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to, under the law, connect, like with the car seat or something. Stick it under your seat and have your ammunition separate from that. So that's the hoop you got to jump through.
Or get a permit.
Or get a permit.
$20
right,
a year permit.
I understand, but I guess logically it was concealed carry. Well, it's laying on the seat of the vehicle,
That's what it sounds like. But we've got a special statute that says you can't carry one in an automobile without a – and see, we don't call it – we call it a pistol permit.
Right.
So it's no big deal. I mean,
odds are he's never going to get.
You can't
stopped
be prosecuted, right. You know, except if you admit to it, and then I mean, nobody's going to prosecute you. But for the future, if you want to be safe, right. Either get a permit or do what I said, right. Locking it up.
Right.
Yeah, Joe. Do you plan on ever buying another gun?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, then get your pistol permit because it makes the gun buying process very much much more smoother.
Right, and that's what I intended to do anyway, but my concern was I didn't know. I mean, it wasn't concealed, you know, in my right. way of thinking. It's laying there on the seat.
You're logical.
Walked up the seat.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but we've got a statute on it, so. And you just don't want any hassle. For $20 a year, why not do it?
Right.
Yeah.
My real concern, too, though, is that I'm assuming that's a felony, which gives the Democrats a real opportunity to permanently take my gun away.
let me double check. I don't think it is.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a felony.
It is a person who carries the baddest person, boy, and I firearm and kind shall be fined not less than $50 or more than $500, may be imprisoned in the county jail. Okay, that is a misdemeanor.
Okay.
It's not a felony.
Right, but still, I mean, I'm with you on getting the permit,
yeah.
but I mean, you know, it also, to me, illustrates that there's so many laws that everybody's violating at least one law, you know.
Well, daily. That's what I was telling a former DA, who's a friend of mine, that if you count the federal laws, there's like 1,000 new ones every year, and we all violate them walking down the street.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
exactly.
But the ones that are obvious, we want to make sure we comply. We don't
right.
give anybody any chance to mess with you, but good question. Thank you.
I ask a related question?
Yeah, go ahead.
My carry permit that I get in Alabama, if I was to travel, say drive to the People's Republic of New York, is it going to be reciprocal up there?
Not New York. Most states, it is. And I won't say most states, 35 or something.
The reasonable states.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you the website, the best one to go to.
Yeah, if you have to put People's Republic of in front of the state name,
yeah,
it
right. you know,
it's not
right.
reciprocal there.
Of course, this is when my computer likes it. I think, Joe, that it's handgunlaws.us, www.handgunlaws.us. You can
plural.
Put in, or you can get a $2.99 app if you have a smartphone that is called CCW. But anyway, it will tell you the states. It's
it's
Georgia,
over,
Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. You still got to follow the laws in those states, but
it's over
right,
half
I
the state.
That.
Yeah, but if you go to Rhode Island, I would bet that it's not reciprocal there because they can't get one themselves. Right. You know, but good questions. Right, thank you.
You've been a big help, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Judge, can I go
you
ahead
had
and
a
follow?
Good question. Yeah,
because I have a question related to that. I have a neighbor, a friend of mine, and. He has not been able to get a pistol permit in Mobile County, and he told me, he said, because about 30 years ago, and I hope I get this story right, he was somehow involved with something on his property that wasn't his, but he didn't steal it. Somebody
like not
else,
returning
yeah,
some
somebody else didn't turn it in or something. And so he got charged with a misdemeanor and found guilty and was given a sentence of probation. And in Georgia, Douglasville, I think he told me, wherever that is.
Douglas County, west of Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, and because of that hanging over his head, he wasn't able to get a permit, which I think is kind of silly,
frankly. Because what we understand about it, it had to be a misdemeanor, not a felony. You can't not go to court. There's some misdemeanors where you just tell your lawyer to handle it. But you have to go to court when it's a felony because the judge, even if you're going to get informal probation, he's got to go through your rights and
sure.
tell you got a right to jury trial and all this. So it can't be a felony. But and, of course, I was going to ask you when we got started, it's not some assault or something, because sometimes those things on the records wind up being a domestic violence charge, which you may have pled to it just to get rid of it, but even if it was assault of your sister-in-law, they're going to look at it now, that's a domestic violence charge,
that's right.
Can't have a gun.
Yeah.
It's certainly retroactive.
So what should my neighbor do? You said what something I would do about get the records
call
if he
the
can.
Douglas County, I assume it's the court clerk there handled whatever court it was, and they may have to look it up and you call them back. And I would get the records of that. I would probably get them certified just in case. And I'd check them out first himself.
And
to
it's
make
probably
sure.
a small fee
could
for
be
that.
A mistake. You yeah. know, could be an absolute mistake because, you know, we made plenty of them. I went to find pleadings and files that just weren't there.
Yeah, they were so what should he do if the records are lost?
Well, if the records are lost, that's going to be – they should not be lost.
Yeah.
But so because the sheriff is seeing something on the database, so they entered
somewhere.
Something.
That's
yeah.
Right.
But, so, but that's what I would do.
He needs to carry some kind of documentation from Georgia
yeah.
down to
and you have the right to appeal it to circuit district court, the county district court. But you want to, if it's a mistake, you want to try to work it out with the sheriff's department before you start spending
right.
some big money.
Okay, and on a related item, mm-hmm. We were down at the renewed my pistol permit,
yeah.
and my wife got hers for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a good way to check up on her.
Well, you know, I still have mixed feelings about her being armed.
Every
but that's
young
a,
man,
that's another,
man, I guess young woman, too.
That's
make
another
sure
story
you're,
for another time.
The person you're dating that you intend to marry has a pistol permit, whether they have a gun or not. So you, at least now they hadn't been convicted of
and that
know,
they've run a background check on them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, anyhow, the lady, the clerk at the sheriff's office where they issue the permits down there by Metro Jail downtown, in case you don't know where it is, she was telling him that he would, since he resided in Baldwin County, that he couldn't buy his permit in Mobile County. Now, he was asking her, that's how it started, if he got his permit in Mobile, would it be good all over the state? And she, of course, assured yeah. him it would, but she said, since you reside in Baldwin County, you have to go back to the county you reside in.
Right.
And,
true. And I'm not sure about Baldwin, but I know in Mobile.
I think he worked in Mobile. That's
you can
why
do
here.
That online, even your first one. Now,
right.
you got to go in and have your picture taken
right.
and all that. So I would go in, frankly, and I'd get it for 5 years.
Well, it's easier to just go ahead and print the,
yeah.
application,
fill
it out, and then you already have that
yeah.
process done. Then all you have to do is do your background check, take a picture, and you walk out
and
with it.
Really, unless you're there for a rush, 10 minutes, you're in and out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know there are people that complain about the price. I was looking at Mississippi last week, and I assumed this was the first year, but it may be, you know, every time you get a renewal. Anyway, it was $87, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is
Alabama's cheap.
Pretty, yeah.
Super
Mississippi's
cheap.
Kind of always been bad about
$20 a year, and you can buy it.
I would
for 5 years
say nickel and
worth.
Dime and people.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
So get it for
exactly.
5 years. So
yeah.
you can renew it online, but why not get it 5 years? And the only reason for the 5 years so they'll have a updated picture.
And
of you there.
Just to throw that out, it's handgunlaw.us.
Okay, no S. Handgun
no S. Law. Handgunlaw.us.
It's also on the Armed Alabama website front page, a link to that. It's a real good site, and I've got a link to that phone app if people are into that. I want to thank again Steve Moore. If you have a personal injury, you know, even if, goodness sake, the gun, you know, accidentally shot someone, which should never happen, but go see him, 8 North Dearborn Street, www.morelawfirm.al.com. Well, the question I want to throw out is, let's say someone actually breaks into your house. They've got, you know, a machete. You wake up. You got your kids here. They're in the hall. They raise that machete. You shoot them. And, of course, you shoot technically to stop. But, I mean,
stop the threat.
Yeah, but they're probably going to – they may not – who knows whether they're killed or not. But please show up. And there are a couple of ways to handle it. I mean, most lawyers are going to do not say a thing.
I want to speak to my lawyer.
Yeah, and that's the safest thing. But we've got a provision in our law, and, you know, you got to assume at that point the police aren't your friends. But if the police are satisfied or they have the authority to, if there's an arguable case for self-defense, you know, not arrest you.
Right.
And what my advice usually is, especially if it's in your home, if you're in somebody else's home or all this, something else, but, you know, give them, you know, obviously name, address, all that. And then, hey, these people are witnesses. There's the machete, had Right. Evidence may disappear. And, you know, I need to talk to my lawyer. I'm not feeling real well, too. Give them enough so they can at least get it.
Well, I was in fear for my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been more scared for my life.
Never have been that scared in my life before. This guy threatened to kill me, my family, whatever. And we'll talk more about that when you come back at Armed Alabama.
Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
Org. Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Hey. You forgot to say please.
Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator. Now, if you need boots or something like that, you can go down to one of our sponsor, our main sponsor, McCoy Outdoor. They got everything that you would want. If you got a teenage daughter, they've got all scope, dog carriers and electronic earmuffs, everything. Don't assume that, hey, I'm going to a gun store, but they have guns. But located in Spring Hill Plaza, which is at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue, and that is just west of I-65 overpass and the old K&B, if anybody remembers that. You can call them at 473-1080 at area code 251, and open Monday through Friday 9 to 6, and Saturday 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. Yes, sir.
I wanted to give them a plug too, because I went and looked at a Smith & Wesson.
You're the nightmare
concealed
customer.
Carry pistol that, yeah, made by Smith & Wesson. And I first went, and I'm not going to name it, but I went to one of the big box chain, yeah, stores. And then I went over to McCoy's a day or two later, and McCoy's had the same pistol for $15 less.
Wow.
So it was the same gun, but they beat the chain price.
Well, the big box store I don't shed any tears for is Field & Stream / Dick's, because
that,
I mean, it's
been
kind of an interesting store to look around. But they got on the Parkland school shooting, yeah, bandwagon, and cost the company a lot of money, which is just, I think, normally the CEO would be in a lot of trouble.
It was poor business.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've got new ads out. I don't know if you've seen the new ads. They got the president, not the CEO, but the president, a female. And she's talking about, come out and see the new Dick's, and they're plugging all the golf and the, you know, baseball and,
yeah,
stuff like that, because they've taken
good wholesome family sports.
Well, they've taken, I think, 150 stores, and you got to understand that there's only 35 Field & Stream stores nationwide.
Really?
Yes, and there are 1,600, I think, Dick's Sporting Goods stores.
But it took me back, because I thought they were selling the magazine there when they first opened.
Right, and the. Out of the 1,600 Dick's Sporting Goods stores, they took like 150 of them and took all of the hunting, fishing, or not the fishing, but the hunting stuff out. And, us on the right have made a big deal about that, but for them it was just, they weren't selling any anyway. Their prices were outrageous.
They did kind of what Walmart did at first, and maybe they're still doing it. In the places they knew they could still make money off them, they left them, but they took them out of the marginal areas.
Completely stupid, but they did shoot themselves in the foot with the Parkland thing and the AR, destruction of ARs and stuff like that.
No question about that. So, you know, try to patronize local people, and I'm not saying that just because McCoy's is here or other sponsors, but you buy them at another big box store, Academy, you buy a shotgun there, and I don't know if they do it still, they would take it to your car, like you're going to assemble the shotgun and throw
load it right there.
Yeah,
they're
going to
do the Terminator loaded at the counter.
Yeah. Right.
Or scare away the other customers because you're carrying a gun.
Right. Yeah, it's almost like they're taking on pornography or, for God's sake, cigarettes to your car, you know? So that's, I don't know. And you may have a concealed carry on you when you're buying this gun.
Exactly.
And it's just like a hushed up thing. I mean, this is a company that's advertising in the newspaper, you know, what they have. So, you know, don't treat it like it's some kind of a contraband, which it certainly is not. The other thing I was going to mention, too, Will, is now this is something you're going to talk to a lawyer about, but, you know, most people, you talk about the Fifth Amendment, you know, hey, I'm not going to talk to you, or using the Miranda decision, and they'll say something like, I refuse to answer this question on the grounds that my answers may tend to incriminate me. You don't have to say that. That's a terrible phrase.
I would not say that.
Making something positive, it's like, honey, I'm going out for a drink tonight with an old college friend who's in town, as opposed to, honey, I'm going out with an old buddy of mine to get drunk tonight. Now, right. They're both saying, conveying the same thing, but
so what should you say?
Well, and you know, this is
under the Fifth Amendment.
This is a longer answer, but I would say something on the advice of my lawyer. I respectfully decline to answer on the basis of the Fifth Amendment. The U.S. Constitution protects everyone, even innocent people, from the need to answer questions if the truth might be used to create the misleading impression that they are somehow involved in a crime which they did not commit.
Well, the one thing you got to remember is, not all cops are gun friendly. A lot of them are actually anti-gun.
As opposed to 30 years ago.
Right. I mean, some of them don't even like to carry a gun. It's kind of weird.
It is a tool like a radio.
Right. It's so weird. But don't assume, because we live in the South and we've got fairly lax and, you know, good old boy, that they're on your side, because they're not. And, you know, I took a—
No searches.
Yeah, I took a Florida— Utah concealed carry class, and the guy that gave it was a lawyer, and he said, period, carry a card in your that says, I want my lawyer, and that's it, shut up. Because anything you say will be used against you in the court of law.
That's right. And period. Like I say, it's hard to anticipate all the circumstances. You know, we're kind of saying, if you are still level-headed after we've talked about, one of the things that happens is you have an adrenaline rush, which generally gives you tunnel vision, you can't hear, and you're going to be excitable, and you probably not going to remember, and you tend to be talkative. Watch one of these police shooting videos, like on YouTube. See how much they talk if it's one where the camera's still running.
Talking a mile a minute, like an auctioneer.
It's a stress
relief. And you're under a high-stress situation.
Police may show up. And maybe a guy with a machete who's coming to your house, and you've shot him at the last second, and you may say, I wish I hadn't done that. You know, well, that sounds like, or I'm so sorry I did that. And, you know, that sounds terrible.
They said premeditated.
Yeah, that's right. It sounds like, he really wasn't in fear for his life or his family's life.
Do you think the adrenaline, though, could prevent you from getting your handgun and using it properly?
It could. Yeah,
it could.
Fine
motor skills, you know.
Yeah, and you know, if you're living alone and you've got an easy escape, I would tell you, you know, jump out the back window and go, because it is such a hassle to go through a shooting. Right. Assuming it doesn't even assume it doesn't bother you psychologically, which is a big assumption. You're still going to be investigated under a lot of stress, and if you could just. You know, you don't have to leave your house, but boy, you know, if you had the kind of house, you had a trap door.
Just like you talking about, always talk about a safe room. I mean, if you get in a safe room, if you have a safe room, get in there, lock the door, call 911. Items and things can be replaced.
Yeah.
Period.
That's right.
And they're in your house. They know they probably got, if they're smart, 5 minutes and before the police arrive. Sometimes they arrive quicker, sometimes later. Depends on where you live. But, you know, lock yourself in. And when we talked about that, you know, solid wood door or steel's even better, but wife probably won't let you. Put three hinges on it with, you know, three and a half inch screws going in there. That's three hinges. Put a deadbolt on the door. And if you really want to go down, you know, you can. I need to bring some pictures like mine is. You've got some kind of mechanism that goes in the floor and one in the top.
Right.
Yeah, they got Jack Nicholson's axe. They can get through, but it's going to take a couple of minutes.
But there again, if they're chopping through my door, I'm shooting through my
door. Yeah, that's pretty good evidence. And, you know, so just think, that's evidence they want to do you harm.
Right, exactly.
Because Alabama law could be better. It states that you've still got to be in fear for your life or the lives of your family members, somebody in the house, if someone enters, you know, burglarizing your house. And there are other additions, and I don't want to get into arson, kidnapping, all that. But the general one is, you need to say, because we want you to be this way anyway, hey, I was in fear this guy was going to kill me or my family member. I've never been so frightened in my life. Can you remember to say that? You know, we probably hope not. We can always remember the truth, but that's pretty simplistic to say that. Want to thank everybody, all our sponsors, and want to thank Will Case for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Remember, go to our Facebook page, and we'll see you next week on Armed Alabama, Tuesday night, 7 p.m.